Ah, what is it, then? The unicorn cried. You'll never guess. I couldn't. The lion looked at Alice without interest. Are you a vegetable or an animal? He asked tiredly.
It's a fantastic monster,
the unicorn cried before Alice could reply.
Then pass round the plum cake, monster, the lion said, lying down on the ground. And you two, sit down, he said to the king and the unicorn.
The king looked very uncomfortable when he had to sit between the lion and the unicorn, but there was no other place for him. His crown nearly fell off because he was shaking so much. The unicorn looked amused and then tried to argue with the lion about who was winning the fight.
I beat you all round the town, said the lion angrily. And why is the monster taking so long to cut up the cake?
It's very difficult, said Alice. I've cut off several pieces already, but then they join up again immediately.
You don't know how to manage looking glass cakes, said the unicorn. Pass it round first and cut it up afterwards.
This sounded nonsense, but Alice got up and carried the plate round. At once, the cake cut itself into three pieces, and then Alice returned to her place with the empty plate.
Look at my piece of cake, cried the unicorn. The monster has given the lion twice as much as me.
She hasn't kept any for herself, said the lion. Do you like plum cake, monster? But before Alice could answer, the drums began. The air seemed full of the noise, and it rang and rang through her head. Frightened, Alice began to run and jumped over the brook. Then she fell to the ground and put her hands over her ears, trying to shut out the terrible noise.
If that doesn't drum the lion and the unicorn out of town, she thought to herself, nothing ever will.